Consider two boys that find themselves neck and neck at the front of the field in a cross-country running race. One stumbles and falls, and the other carries on to win, showing typical rivalrous spirit and determination. Now consider a different outcome. When one boy falls, the other stops, extends his hand, and pulls his competitor back to his feet. A less rivalrous spirit, showing more empathy. Or perhaps a third possible outcome, same boys, same race, but one deliberately sticks out a leg to trip the other. An example of an over-competitive nature where there is a need to win at any cost. The confident brain is tightly interwoven with our competitiveness and inner ambition. We're all born with a competitive streak, and early sibling rivalry can play an important role in shaping this. Imagine a parent that walks through the door after a long day at work, and two siblings who have been happily playing together immediately begin to fight, effectively competing for the parent's time and attention. Then, as we become teenagers, the whole of adolescence is something of a competitive melting pot in which we strive to find our place in the adult world. Sexual, academic, and sporting rivalries abound, continuing to mould our competitive nature that we carry into our adult lives as we mature. A healthy competitive spirit can be a force for good. It can be harnessed within teams and families to enable growth and improvement. But at times it can tip over into over-rivalrous behaviour, where the drive to succeed comes at the expense of others, the equivalent of sticking your foot out in the race. Whilst rivalrous behaviour is often readily recognisable, there are occasions where it can manifest more subtly. Children, for example, often manage rivalry by walking away. They will bait the group and then walk away saying, "I'm not playing this game anymore." And this kind of behaviour can also translate into later life, for example, in the work environment as, "I'm not working with you anymore," leaving an important meeting at a crucial moment. Higher levels of competitiveness often come with a strong sense of self-awareness. So it's not so much a question of being competitive, but the control you choose to exert over it. This type of restraint is perhaps best seen in the sporting arena. Professional sportsmen are highly competitive, but training and experience enable them to channel this in the appropriate manner. Rivalry between teams is a more useful driver than rivalry within the team. A confident and competitive brain can be a valuable asset, but is most powerful when tempered with awareness and self-control about when to use it. In some cases, you may make a conscious choice to suppress your competitive trait for fear it will be a frustration for others. Or you may be able to acknowledge that you are locking horns with a rival and deliberately choose to modify your behaviour. Either way, choose your moment, and the rest of the time try to compete for a personal best rather than sparring with others.